It's EV News briefly for Wednesday, 17th of April. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full show, Patreon supporters get the episodes first and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Tesla is halting any discounts on their inventory, even though they've got more inventory than ever. We saw up to $7,000 discount for inventory, i.e. new but already produced Model Ys. And that discount has now gone, but fear not. If you are in the market, I would say simply wait to the end of the quarter, last couple of weeks of June, and I'm pretty sure you'll see those discounts back. The NHTSA, the Traffic Safety Administration in the US, is now probing safety reports of the accelerator pedal issue, now widely reported with Tesla's Cybertruck, and those vehicles currently undergoing a, not a stop sale, but a stop delivery, whilst that part looks to be re-engineered. Ford's F-150 Lightning shipments resume after a quality check delay since February the 9th, and alongside a new trim for the F-150 Lightning. The Flash trim, under 70k, with all of the best bits, really, that they say that many of their buyers want. A bit of a sweet spot. The long-range battery, high-tech interior, but without too much of the fancy stuff. GMC's Sierra EV Denali Edition 1 is arriving this summer, and they have revised the range upwards significantly. In fact, by 10%, 440 miles is the new range. They say because of improvements in the Ultium technology, of course, it's going to have that double stack, double layer, 212 kilowatt hour Hummer battery, the big battery from the Silverado. If you squint, there's lots of similarities between the Hummer, of course, and the Sierra EV Denali Edition 1. I mean, just packed full of specs, luxury, and practicality. You know, it's got a 60-40 split mid-gate to put those long items in, even take the glass out the back as well, massive frunk up front. It's got loads of power, 10.2 kilowatts of power to take out of this if you're on the job site or campsite, middle of nowhere, no generator and all of that. And it comes in at under $100,000. $99,495 is still a big amount of money, don't get me wrong, but that is a 10 grand discount on when where we thought the pricing was going to start. And of course, there'll be, you know, cheaper 50 grand version. This is Denali Edition 1. They're starting at the top. Volkswagen's ID7 Tourer is now on sale in the UK. You can order that from 52 to 40. And there's two trims, the Pro and the Pro S. 86 kilowatt hour battery, 426 miles of range. The UK is now Europe's biggest EV market. For the first quarter of the year, the UK overtook Germany and is slightly ahead of France in terms of how many BEVs are sold here, increasing 11% increase in BEVs and plug-in hybrids in the UK, and now pipping France. Nissan is showing off their pilot lines for their solid-state battery technology. I'm not sure who their battery partners are on this, but they say prototype batteries due 2025. But I do remember the same article really coming out in 2022, but this looks like they have made some progress forward. We'll watch what Nissan are doing with batteries. Honda unveiling a new brand for China only called the Yi brand, starting with a GT car and then two SUVs, they say tailored to the needs of the Chinese market. Let's talk eVTOLs, electric vertical takeoff and landing. Archer Aviation is moving towards their FAA certification with successful battery drop tests, dropping the battery packs with cylindrical cells inside, if you're interested, and from various heights and states of charge, and passing all of those tests. So we'll wait and see where this kind of eVTOL electric aviation takes us. But I'm kind of excited about it. Well, China's battery production exceeds global EV demand. China has been expanding their battery capacity production so much that there's now enough capacity in China to supply the global EV demand just on their own in China. And CATL introducing their own, much like Tesla have, grid-level storage, battery storage systems with LFP cells and zero degradation, they say.